This is Alive with Joseph.
Good evening, family. Are you all blessed? Hallelujah. Tonight I'm speaking on the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. We are speaking on the oil of gladness. Tell your neighbor the oil of gladness. Tell your neighbor the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand that the purpose of these gatherings or this time of fasting is to move you from receiving to becoming. Hallelujah. God gathers us not in vain. He gathers us like this on purpose, because there are things he wants to achieve in our lives. Hallelujah. He wants to move us not just from receiving, but bringing us to a place where you and I can be problem solvers. The Bible says we are blessed to be blessings. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He wants to take care of your problems, but when he has finished that, he wants to use you to take care and solve the problems of others. Glory be to Jesus. Therefore, it's a twofold blessing tonight. Say it's a twofold blessing tonight. Say it's a twofold blessing tonight. Hallelujah. I declare that tonight your own problems are rolled away in the name of Jesus. No matter what issue you might be facing right now, it receives the attention of heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I declare that from tonight, you will be empowered to change the sorrows of others in the name of Jesus. God will use you to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The verse where we read, it says, God has anointed you. Tell your neighbor, God has anointed you. Say, God has anointed you. Say, God has anointed you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand that scripture makes it clear that there is an oil that is called the oil of gladness. There is an oil that is called the oil of gladness. And that oil is at work here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, we need to understand what the purpose of that oil is. I want us to look at the purpose of that oil. Number one, the oil is for healing. Amen. The oil of gladness is for healing. You know, as we're praying this morning, as we're worshiping God, I could just feel, you know, that the oil of God going into those places, into the inner part of us and bringing healing. Glory be to Jesus. So the oil of God is the oil for healing. In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 34, that's verse 30. I also will skip and then also read verse 33 to 34. But let's read Luke chapter 10, verse 30. It says, then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Glory to God. This is a story that we all know very well. It is the man that was robbed on the road. He was attacked on the road. The Bible tells us that the thieves fell among him. Glory to God. And they stripped him of his clothing. I don't know what it is that the enemy has stripped you of. You know, when the Bible speaks of clothing, it's speaking of that which is covering your nakedness. It is speaking of that which is covering your shame. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is that has happened in your life that has stripped you of your clothing, stripped you of your glory, stripped you of your dignity. But I believe that as the oil of heaven is moving and working today, there shall be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When it continues, it says, and they wounded him. They wounded him. You might be sitting here tonight and you're listening to me. There are things that might have wounded you. It might be, you might be wounded mentally. You might be wounded, you know, spiritually. You might be wounded physically. But no matter what it is, the oil of gladness that is able to go into every wound and be able to heal is healing you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So they attacked him, they stripped him, they wounded him, and they departed, leaving him half dead. Some things might have left you. Some people might have left you, and you're feeling half dead. You're feeling that they are leaving is the end of you. But I want you to know that God is not done with you yet. It doesn't matter who left. Jesus has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You can have that assurance that you are not alone. Say, I'm not alone. Say, I'm not alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you read verse 33, it says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. The same way that the Lord is seeing you tonight. Because we serve a God who sees. Other people might not see you. They might not see what you're going through. They might not understand what you're going through. But he sees you. Hallelujah. And he doesn't just see you. He has seen you with his compassion. I've come to have a relationship with the compassion of God. I know that the love of God and the compassion of God is power. Wherever you see the compassion of God, there is healing. Wherever you see the compassion of God, there is deliverance. Hallelujah. He says, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Hallelujah. So we see the good Samaritan pouring oil on the wound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you lift up your hands to heaven where you're seated? Just lift up your hands to heaven where you're seated. If you can close your eyes, close your eyes. I declare that the healing power of God that is able to go to the inner man is moving upon you in the name of Jesus. The healing power of God that is able to move into your cells, into every organ of your body, is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I'm healed. Say, I'm healed. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 5 verse 14, it says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call on the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Therefore, the Lord himself anoints you today. Hallelujah. He anoints you today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The second thing that we see the oil do is that oil is also used for setting aside for God's use. Wherever you see the oil being used, it is also for the setting aside. It is for the separation of certain things. Hallelujah. We read that from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 1 to 11. But for the purpose of this teaching tonight, I will only read verse 1. It says, then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? Hallelujah. This was God setting Saul as the first king of Israel. Hallelujah. This was Samuel anointing Saul, setting him apart, making him different, making him and preparing him for his assignment over his nation and over his generation. Glory be to Jesus. I want to believe that tonight, as the oil of gladness is being released in our midst, it's resting you upon you to set you apart. Hallelujah. It's released upon you to set you apart for your assignment in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive the oil of gladness. Say, I receive the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Oil can also be used to accelerate promotion. Oil can also be used to accelerate promotion. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 11 to 13, you can read the full scripture when you get home, but I'll just read the last verse. It says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. So we see David as well being anointed with oil. Hallelujah. And when he was anointed, he moved from being a shepherd boy. And from that moment on, he became a king of Israel. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that as the oil of God rests upon you tonight, you move from being a shepherd and you take your place in destiny in the name of Jesus. I declare that your promotion, by the oil of heaven, the oil of gladness, you are accelerated in the name of Jesus. You are accelerated in the name of Jesus. You receive divine speed in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive divine speed. Say, I receive divine speed. Say, I receive divine speed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I love divine speed, I'm telling you. Because when divine speed is in operation, when the things that looks like they've been behind, all of a sudden they begin to help to happen by the speed of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because I know that there are things that you are concerned about. There are errors of your life that you are worried about. It looks like things are not working. It looks like things are falling behind. But by the oil of gladness, you will overtake in the name of Jesus. You will overtake in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is the oil for? The oil can also be used for protection. The oil can be used for protection. If you read the Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 105 from verse 13 to 15. Psalms 105 from verse 13 to 15. It says, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he permitted no one to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This was the decree of the Almighty himself. And this is the decree of the Almighty over your life. Hallelujah. I love from verse 13. It says, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, from one people to another, the Bible says, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Hallelujah. I declare that the Lord has not permitted anyone to do you wrong. He has not permitted anyone to do you wrong. That is why scripture says nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. That is why scripture says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It means that weapons can be formed, but they've been denied the power to hurt you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It says, yes, he rebuked kings for their sake. Hallelujah. Therefore, it doesn't matter who tries or attempts to hurt you, be it a spirit, be it a human being, be it an institution. The Bible says he rebukes kings for your sake. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. That is the same God that rebuked Jacob's father-in-law for his sake. The Bible says even as he had prepared to attack him, he came to him by night and he said, don't touch, don't you dare touch Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There is someone that is under instruction by the Almighty Almighty. And the instruction is, don't you dare touch this one. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It says, do not touch my anointed one and do my prophets no harm. I want you to understand that this decree is directly from the Most High God concerning his people. Hallelujah. It is a decree that has made to forces of hell, spirits, witches, wizards, viruses, bacteria, institutions, no matter what it is, it's under this command not to touch you. And this is the boldness that we live with. This is the boldness that we operate with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Knowing that there is a word over my head. There is a decree over my head. Hallelujah. I decree that you have a major protection from every enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand that oil, you know, can be interchanged for anointing. The name oil can be interchanged for anointing. In the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from all thy from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Therefore, the anointing destroys yoke. The anointing destroys yokes. No matter what yoke you have been carrying, it is destroyed by the power of the anointing in the name of Jesus. By the oil of gladness that has been released into this atmosphere, I declare that the yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke is destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. Every yoke is destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus. Say it is destroyed. Say it is destroyed. Say it is destroyed. Say it with conviction. Say it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Oil is also useful in keeping your lamp burning. Oil is also useful in keeping your lamp burning. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says there, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning. The altar there, it's talking about the altar of your heart. Hallelujah. The fire for God in the altar of your heart must keep burning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It must keep burning for God, keep burning for his word, keep burning for his presence, keep burning, you know, for everything that has to do with God. Hallelujah. I pray for you tonight that God will never be quenched. The fire of God will never be quenched in your heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say the fire of God. Say the fire of God in my heart keeps burning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The oil of God in your heart must keep burning so that you don't miss the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because child of God, I don't know if you know it, but he's coming back. He is coming back. Say, Jesus is coming back. Say, Jesus is coming back. Tell your neighbor, say, Jesus is coming back. Tell your neighbor, and say, Madam Zalwani, do you know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is a reality that we need to keep reminding ourselves of. Hallelujah. Because some of us live as if we don't have eternity in mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the things I keep reminding myself intentionally is that one day I will see him face to face. Hallelujah. One of my favorite songs is Ritawo Bakadiata. Hey! Ritari, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Kisinata Senkenya Ujehova. Hallelujah. You know, I love to imagine what that day will look like when I see my Savior face to face. Yeah? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will see him face to face, and we need to be excited about it. Don't allow the issues of life make you forget that he's coming back. Don't allow the challenges of life make you forget that he's coming back. Hallelujah. Say, my Savior is coming back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us of the 10 virgins. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1 to 13, take time and read it at home. The Bible says the other five had extra oil and the others didn't. Actually, it didn't call them others, it called them foolish. We will not be foolish virgins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says when the bridegroom was approaching, the five foolish ones discovered that they didn't have oil. It will not be my story. Hallelujah. You will not see him coming and you realize that I don't have oil. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, he's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah. I pray that the fire of God in your heart will never go out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So understand that oil is essential so that your heart does not get hard. Because there are Christians whose hearts have gotten hard. Some of the things that makes our hearts hard is when we are taken over by afflictions, taken over by persecutions. Child of God, I want to remind you that for as long as we are on this side of eternity, afflictions are part of life. But the good news is many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many afflictions come against you. The Bible says, blessed are they that overcome. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I am an overcomer. Say, I am an overcomer. Persecution, mzalwani, is part of our Christian walk. Persecutions, the accusations of man, it's part of our Christian walk. Hallelujah. Rejection is part of life. But whenever you have those things, make sure that, you know what, you don't allow them to gain root in your heart. Hallelujah. Some of the things that makes our hearts hard is when we focus on the heads of people, the things that people say to us, the offenses of life. You know, we can be a generation that glorifies our feelings sometimes. Many people's hearts have become hard because we have glorified our feelings. It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Imagine if the fathers of faith glorified their feelings. Do you know that you and I would not have the privilege of the gospel? They ignored what they felt and they knew the bigger picture. They knew what was of importance and they ran with it so that you and I can have something that we can hold on to. Hallelujah. The cares of life can choke you. The cares of life, if you stop caring about God and care about the cares of life will choke the word of God in your heart. The Bible speaks of the lust of things as well. Ah, may we not fall into that trap where the enemy is presenting things around us. Where, you know, we have FOMO of missing out, the fear of missing out. You know, what the enemy did, the same trick he used on Eve is the same trick he's using in all of us. When the enemy wanted to trick Eve, he said to her, did God say you must not eat of this one tree? And all of a sudden, she felt like she's missing something. And she ate it. But do you know that in that same forest, there were many other trees that God had given them to enjoy? If he had phrased this question like this, that did God really say you can eat? Let's assume there were 1,000 trees so that we can understand. Let's assume there were 1,000 trees. And he came and said, so God told you to eat 9,999. Do you think she would have been tempted? She would have somehow realized that there is more that God has given to me than what I don't have. But the enemy's trick is to make you feel like you're missing out on something. And when you feel like you're missing out on something, you forget the great things that God is doing for you. Hallelujah. It is a scheme of the enemy. It has not changed. And it will not change. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It is the deceitful of riches where we feel like, you know, I need to chase this. I need to chase this instead of chasing God. When they come upon us, they choke the word of God in our lives by occupying our attention. Hear me, Mzanwan. Your attention is the most valuable asset that you have in life right now. It is. That is why everything is fighting for your attention. Everything. Social media is fighting for your attention. You know, your job is fighting for your attention. Your children, your spouse are fighting for your attention. Everything is fighting for your attention. Therefore, the only way to overcome is to make sure that your attention, there's priority to what you put your attention to. Because your attention is wealth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the founders of all these things that we chase, they make money out of getting our attention. Hallelujah. Say, I guard my attention. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that the target of the enemy is to throw you into darkness. And in darkness, your eyes can't see clearly. Your vision will die when you are in darkness. And you begin to perish when you have no vision. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The oil of gladness is upon you for good in the name of Jesus. Say, the oil of gladness is working in me. What is this oil of gladness? It is the oil of joy. Hallelujah. It is the oil that terminates sorrow. In the book of Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 3, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel that those three verses sums up what this oil can do. Hallelujah. It starts by saying that, you know, because he has anointed me, I can preach good tidings to the poor. It means that this oil has the power to break the backbone of poverty. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. To proclaim liberty to the captives. By the power of that oil, every captive is set free tonight in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I receive the oil of gladness. Say, I receive the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Listen, God has not gathered us here in vain. He has gathered us here for a purpose. Hallelujah. Actually, in the book of Zephaniah chapter 3, from verse 18 to 20, he tells us why he gathers us. This is not Pastor Joseph's invitation. This is the Lord who has gathered us for a purpose. He said, I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom is reproach, whose its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all who afflict you. Hallelujah. Number one, he has already told us that he has gathered us so that he can deal with whatever and whoever is afflicting you. Hallelujah. He says, when he continues, he says, I will save the lame. Another translation, I believe the King James Version, he says, the halt. The halt there speaks of things that stops you. Hallelujah. Because some of you are in an area in your life that things were moving, but something has happened to put a hold on it. It is as though, you know, a cassette player that has been playing and somebody has pressed stop. God is saying, I'm about to remove that hold in the name of Jesus. And I'm not just about to remove it. I will not just press play, but I will press fast forward in the name of Jesus. He will press fast forward in the name of Jesus. He says, and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. He said, at that time, I will bring you back. Even at that time, I will gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the people of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes. Hallelujah. He has gathered us to make us. He has gathered us to glorify us. He has gathered us to change our story. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And I declare that the oil of gladness is here tonight in the name of Jesus. I said the oil of gladness is here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the question becomes, what do I need to do to get this oil? What do I need to do to get this oil? Number one, you must reach out to get it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, reach out. Say, reach out. Say, reach out. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 30, you can read it at home. We read about the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says when she heard that the anointed one and his anointing is around, the Bible says she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. She reached out and she touched the oil. Hallelujah. Because that is what Jesus Christ is. Christ is not his surname. Hallelujah. When we say Jesus Christ, we are saying Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So others had a minimal revelation of who he was. But when she heard, she didn't just hear. The Bible says, once has he spoken, but twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. Hallelujah. She heard in her inner man that your deliverance is here. Therefore, you can't allow anyone to hinder you from taking what is yours. Hallelujah. She saw by perception who he was. And the Bible says she was willing to bend down and touch the oil. And she never remained the same. You understand, child of God, that Christ is the embodiment of oil. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And we belong in a kingdom where the Bible says only the violent shall take it by force. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What do you need to do to get this oil? You might need to cry out for it. And by crying out, I'm not talking about crying helplessly. I'm talking about you wanting it enough. The reason why many come to church and walk away as if there is no God is because we come casually. We have a casual approach to his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible speaking of blind Bartimaeus in the book of Mark chapter 10 from verse 40, 46 to 52. He could not see, but he heard that they said Jesus is passing by. And he cried out. There was a desperation in his spirit. He wanted it more than everybody else. He said, probably he told himself, this might be the only opportunity that this man is passing here. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And the Bible says he called out from his heart. He called out because something told him that this is my day. Hallelujah. You might be listening to me today and you don't recognize that this is your day. You might not recognize that the anointing for your change is in our midst. Hallelujah. Probably you think I'm still going to anoint you with oil after service. No, I'm telling you that the embodiment of oil is here. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil of gladness is here. Hallelujah. He knew what he wanted and he went after it and he got it. You will get what you came for in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you came for, you will get it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, as we are seated here, there are different types of people. There are people who come because they enjoy the presence of the Lord. They enjoy, you know, the presence of the Lord as we gather like this. And it's a wonderful thing to do. It is something that we must all actually want, where we enjoy the presence of the Lord. One of my favorite songs to him is that your presence is heaven to me. I want him to know that his presence is heaven to me. I want him to know that I treasure his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there are some people who are here today because there is a deep issue that is burning in their lives. There is an issue of sorrow that has brought them here today. And there's nothing wrong with it. Didn't he say, come unto me who you are heavily burdened and I will give you rest? He made the invitation himself. He said, there is nothing you're going through that my shoulders cannot handle. He will visit you today in the name of Jesus. No matter how deep your sorrow is, he's here. He is here. He is here. He is here. Child of God, he is here. He is here. He is here tonight. He is here. And he's not just here, but he's here for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I boldly declare over someone that tonight, whatever it is that you came from, he is here. You will get it. You will get it. Hallelujah. I remember the story of a young woman who, you know, was pregnant. And, you know, just before she went to, when she went to deliver, they discovered that the child had died a while ago. Actually, the child had died to the point that the child was now starting to rot in the inside of her because she had not been going for checkup. And the doctor said, you know, we need to evacuate the child immediately. And at their church, there was a conference that week. And she told the doctor, can I please just go and attend? There's a 3 days conference at church. Let me go and attend the conference. And the doctor said, we can't allow it. It's too risky. Because the body, the decay will also destroy you. There is no guarantee that you will live. But she said, you know what? If I die, let me die. She said, there is something. Let me just go. And she went and she attended the conference. Day one, nothing happened. Day two, nothing happened. On the third day, as they were about to leave, as the pastor was wrapping up the sermon, the power of God, the glory of God hit the house. And the pastor began to speak by word of knowledge. And he said, there is a woman here. You are carrying a dead baby. But by the word of God, your baby is coming back to life right now. And all of a sudden, the baby kicked. Ah, Jesus. Listen, he said to the woman, he said, you came here looking for something. You did not come for a conference, but you placed a demand on the anointing. Hallelujah. Listen, you can place a demand on the anointing, and when it is time to close, and he says no. By virtue of that anointing, the glory rested on the house and miracles started to happen. Other people who maybe didn't have the same level of faith began to benefit from her demand. I don't know who you are, but you're listening to me today. You came with an issue. I declare that the anointing himself is in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. Say, he's in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. She got what she came for. She got what she came for. She got what she came for. You will get what you came for in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't we know of Jairus? You know, Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue. I don't know if you understand the history of the rulers in the synagogue. That means that, you know, the rulers there used to look down on Jesus because they felt like, we are scholars. We've been doing this thing for long. And you, small boy, where are you coming from? What are you coming to teach us? They scrutinized everything he said. They didn't understand him until Jairus' daughter had an issue. And he realized that with all my shakara, I need to look for Jesus. Hallelujah. He went and he humbled himself before Jesus. And he said, my child is sick. And Jesus did not tell him. He didn't start by telling him, but you have been mocking what I've been saying. You have not been. No, no. Jesus said, let's go. Hey. And on their way to Jairus' house, somebody came. The woman with the issue of blood hijacked his miracle. Hallelujah. Jesus could have stopped there and ended there. But Jesus said, because you met the requirement, I'm going to your house. What is the requirement? Come. Come unto me, you who are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. He met the requirement the same way that you met the requirement tonight. He said, come, and you came. Ah, Rabba Seketele Bayaraba. You're walking out with your answer in the name of Jesus. Didn't he say that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him? You have sought him diligently. You have sought him with all your heart. He says, if you seek me with all your heart, I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. As I wrap up tonight, I want us to look at one person and we are gone. So where we started, he says, I've anointed you above others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at that verse once again. It says, the text where we started, he says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Hallelujah. Another translation says, above your equals. The King James says, above your equals. Another one says, above your fellows. Hallelujah. It means God has placed you above your peers. It is the anointing that places you above your peers. Hallelujah. It means above your equals. I don't know if you get it. It means you might be saying, knowing the same thing, doing the same business, being in the same office, but he lifts you above your equals. Hallelujah. Not because you know more than them. He has placed you above your equals. Hallelujah. We see that happening to Philip in the book of Acts, chapter 6, from verse 1 to 6. Go home and read it. The Bible says, you know, when the work became too much for the 12 disciples, they gave an instruction and they said, appoint 4 deacons that will help us to do the work. Hallelujah. And out of those 4, out of those 7, was among them Philip and also Stephen. And we know the story of Stephen. But the focus tonight is on Philip. The Bible says, look at the requirements that they met. He said, you have hated evil and you have loved righteousness. Look at the requirements that Philip met. Verse 6:3. It says, therefore, brethren, seek out among you 7 men of good reputation. Another translation says, of good character, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Other translation says, men of integrity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That will be you in the name of Jesus. You understand that our calling is a high calling. It is a call of living a righteous life. A call of living a life of good character. Hallelujah. A call of a life that lives, you know, a life that honors God. There is that demand on your life. Hallelujah. So 7 were called out, but Philip stood out. And I want to show you how he stood out. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There is an oil of distinction for those that have pre-decided to pursue God fully. Glory be to Jesus. Those that relate with God by covenant. We must be those people that we relate with God by covenant. Hallelujah. I believe Pastor was showing us, or was it the Turn Up Tuesday we were watching yesterday, where Pastor Dean was saying that Job said, I covenant my eyes with God. That there are certain things I will not look at. There are certain things I will not do. Because the oil of distinction comes to those that relate with God by covenant. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And because of that, Philip was anointed to expound Jesus in an uncommon way. The Bible tells us, if you go and study, I believe Acts chapter 8. The Bible says there was a Ethiopian eunuch who was reading scriptures, but he had no revelation. He couldn't understand what he was reading. And God appointed Philip and said, go and teach him. And he went and he taught him. To the point that after he saw scriptures, after he saw Jesus, he taught him Jesus until Jesus became very clear to him. When he saw him, he said, baptize me now. And he was baptized. After he was baptized, the Bible says, the Spirit of God took Philip supernaturally. How many men do you know that have been transported supernaturally? The Bible says he appeared in another city by the power of the Spirit of God. Why? Because the oil of gladness was upon him. How do I know the oil of gladness was upon him? As I close, in the book of Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 8, listen to what the Bible says about him. It says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitude with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. I don't know if you hear me. He had the anointing to bring joy to the entire city. And an anointing to liberate an entire city. The bondages, the things that tied the people in the city, the anointing to deliver them was on Philip. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Philip went to Samaria and the whole city rejoiced. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. You have only been making impact in your household, but by the power of the anointing. You're going beyond one family in the name of Jesus. You will make an impact in your city in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He had an overtaking anointing. The Bible speaking about Samaria as well. In the book of Acts chapter 9 from verse 8, from verse 9 to 11. The Bible says that there was a man who had bewitched the city. But when Philip came, he took care of those altars. That was the anointing that was on him. We don't hear of such from the other that were selected with him. But with him, we hear the strange exploits. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. In your industry, you will do strange exploits in the name of Jesus. In that business, in that, wherever it is that you're working, you will do strange exploits in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are the one our generation is waiting for in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet and begin to give God thanks. Give God thanks. One of the things that releases the spirit, the oil of gladness, is thanksgiving. It is praise. Just praise God. Just praise God. Just declare his greatness. Declare his power. Declare, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.